Shalom, friends. Welcome those who are joining us for the first time online. I am Pastor Chris Kam, the senior pastor of DUMC, and it would be a joy and privilege for me to one day shake your hands when we meet you face to face. DUMC friends, I look forward to see some of you at our in-person celebration next weekend. But the fact remains that due to COVID-19, 80 to 90% of our church will remain online until a vaccine is found. We need to pray that this will be soon so that we can get back to our lives where we can meet freely again. The phrase social distancing has even been changed now to physical distancing. Well, I met some of you at a wedding last Saturday, and I say I have not seen many of you for a long time. It was quite funny that the reply was, "Pastor, you may not have seen us for a long time, but we see you every week." And that's the power of the internet. Well, there may be physical distancing, we are not social distancing in some sense. So thank you too for many of you who have sent me photos of yourself and your children next to me on the screen, or on the big screen rather. And I really appreciate that because I know I am not only speaking to the camera, right? Now we want to read the scripture. So lift up your Bible as always and repeat together with me. Are you ready? Everyone stand up and hold up your Bible, whether it's a hard copy Bible or soft copy Bible, all right? Lift it up because we want to honor the Word of God. Are you ready? Okay, one, two, go. This is my Bible. It is the Word of God. It informs my mind, inspires my heart, and instructs my behavior. So help me, God. And we're going to read from the screen, so every one of you remains standing, and we're going to read this aloud together, taken from John chapter 10 and Luke chapter 10. Are you ready? One, two, go. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Luke chapter 10. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we pray that even right now, as you instruct us, God, through the Word of God, we pray that, Lord, we may be sensitive, Lord, to your leading, that we too, Lord, may hear your voice in a clear way. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We are beginning a new series on prayer, or more explicitly, on listening prayer. I sense this is a timely word for this season of pandemic about hearing the voice of God. And this is a season of uncertainty, of confusion, and of chaos. And in times such as this, we need to really hear the voice of God. And let me give you a synopsis of what we will be covering in this series. Well, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice." Well, everyone says together, "My sheep listen to my voice." Who are these sheep Jesus is talking about? Tell you what, everyone point to yourself right now. You say, "Me. I am that sheep." Whose voice can we listen to? Well, everyone says now, Jesus. Jesus is the one that will speak to us. As followers of Christ, we are given the privilege and ability to hear the voice of God. Unfortunately, many Christians have not learned to do that well, hence drowning out their lives with their own voices or the voices of the world, or worse still, the voices of demonic beings. The promise of Jesus is for all of us who are his disciples. When we learn to do that, we save ourselves from wasting time, from wallowing in heartaches and brokenness that was never meant to be in the first place. Instead, we embark on an amazing journey of living in the will of God. And this listening is not only for the individual Christian, but also for the corporate body of believers to discern together what Christ, the head of the body, is saying and directing us to what we should be and do as salt and light of the earth. And I hope this is enough to stir in you a desire to want to hear the voice of God if you are not already doing so? Well, based on the words of Jesus, I really believe every follower of Jesus Christ should desire that. But she or he seems to be frustrated or at a loss how to do this. How many of you here can identify with that? Just nod your head if you say, "That's me. I'm at a loss sometimes what to do with listening to the voice of God." Just nod your head. Agree with me on that one, all right? Well, today, I will touch on how we can hear Him personally. Next week, I will show you how we can hear Him clearly. And finally, for the third sermon, I will ask Pastor Chris Manimadan to share with us on how we can hear Him corporately. Meaning, not only do we try to discern God's will only on our own, but God has given us the body of Christ so that we can discern together as a community what God is saying to the church and about the world. And Pastor Chris M is the pastor of our Forerunners Intercession Ministry, and I believe he has something important to share with us about discerning the voice of God for the church and our nation. So let's get going on this subject of hearing the voice of God through listening prayer. There are many ways we can pray. The Bible describes for us, for example, prayers of intercession, petition, supplication, prayer of thanksgiving, and praise. Well, in this series, in the midst of all these prayers, there's one consistent discipline we need to have if we want to pray effectively, and that will be to hear the voice of God through listening prayer. And I believe it will change the lives of many of you if you would diligently seek the Holy Spirit to help you here, because we need the Lord to teach us. So let's say a prayer right now, because it's so important that it's the Holy Spirit that gives us that kind of ability and revelation. So tell you what I want you to do right now. Put your hands to your ears right now and pray a prayer over your ear. In that sense, I mean your spiritual ear that you may hear God. Are you ready? So very quickly now, put your hands to your ear. I'm going to pray prophetically that God will increase our hearing of His voice. Are you ready? Let's pray. Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus said that when He sends you, the Spirit of truth, you will guide us into all the truth. You will not speak on your own. You will speak only what you hear from the Father. So we ask that you would teach us to hear your voice. And that is also from the Father and Jesus. And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So here's the big idea. As followers of Jesus Christ, we can hear the voice of God. Simple enough? Well, everyone says together now, we can hear the voice of God. One more time. We can hear the voice of God. You see, we hear so many voices from the moment we wake up. When we were younger, the voices of our parents, wake up, you have to go to school. Did you finish your homework? Don't forget to finish your food. Remember to take your vitamins and cod liver oil. Those of us who are older knows what cod liver oil is. Others would hear an inner voice saying, sleep in, skip your breakfast, you need to slim down, you are burning out from working so hard, you deserve a break, have a Kit Kat. One Sunday morning, some years ago, I woke up very tired from a long week. A voice said to me, and I'm not sure whose voice exactly it is, it says, take a break. And I turned to my wife, I told my wife, who has already woken up, that I didn't feel like going to church that day. And my wife turned to me and said, you can't, dear. You are the pastor and you are preaching today. Well, there's no excuse for me. Other familiar voices would be like, you deserve more clothes, nicer home, better car, a new phone. These things will make you happy. If you really want to advance in your career, well, make sure your bosses notice. If you want your children to get ahead, they need to have the right education. Push them harder so that they will go to the right school. And some young adult singles may hear this. Finding the right husband or wife will make me happy for the rest of my life. Then another voice says, but I don't even have a boyfriend or a girlfriend yet. Other voices say, you are not beautiful enough. Your nose is too flat. Your eyes too small, too big, or no double eyelids. At work we hear, well, a little indiscretion is okay. Everyone's doing it. It's okay. No one will know. My family won't know. My friends won't know. I'm running low on funds. I have debts to pay. I need to save up for that holiday. I'm not sure what to do for that presentation tomorrow. I don't have time for myself. I feel really distant from my husband, my wife. I'm really worried for my parents' health. I don't think I can manage my time well with all these demands. I wish I had more time for my family. Why in the world did I make that investment? It is going downhill. When will they find a vaccine for COVID-19 so that all this will end? I'm really worried about my job situation. I'm really worried for my business during this MCO. You know what? The voices go on and on. And some of these voices sound familiar to you? So many voices we're hearing today, especially during this pandemic and in our extended time at home. Some voices put anxieties and confusion upon our hearts. Some put fear into us. Yet others give us some measure of comfort and security. I'm not talking about a mental condition of hearing voices in our head, but the regular, routine, daily voices we hear. The Bible tells us that Satan is the father of lies, and his desire is to distract us, to pull us away from God, causing us to disbelieve in his goodness, to deny him, and to be so busy that we don't even have time to hear his voice. So in the midst of all the voices of your mind, the world, and the voices of demons, so where is God's voice? And those of us who have experienced hearing the Lord's voice will know this. You know, one word from God can change our lives. How many of you have experienced that? In the language of biblical studies, we say that there's a difference in the Logos word and the Rhema word. Logos is the written word of God for everyone. But there are certain words, the Rhema word, the spoken word, that when it is revealed to you from the very same word in the Bible, it will become a life-transforming word. So how do we hear the voice of God? Through listening prayers. As Christians, we know the importance of prayer, right? No one will deny that we need to pray. In fact, let me read two passages of scripture here. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Another passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, it says there, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." It gives you the idea that it is a lifestyle of prayer that we need to cultivate. How do you pray on all occasions? To pray continually, to keep on praying. In other words, to pray 24/7. This seems to suggest it is a lifestyle. There's therefore no doubt to the need for prayer. But it's one thing to know that we need to pray and another thing to actually be praying. The greatest struggle for Christians is on two fronts. The first is to read the Word of God. And the second is to pray. Because we will be so distracted with so many other things in life. And these are the first two things to go when we begin to backslide away from God. And you can rest assured that the devil will do that to distract you. We all know prayer is a conversation with God and drawing an intimacy with Him. For example, if we want to grow in intimacy with someone we love, we need to talk to that person, right? And pay attention, not just to what is said, but also what is from the heart. And those of us in a marriage relationship understand this. How often have we heard our wife saying, "I know you can hear what I say, but are you listening to me?" I was actually caught one time when I was not paying attention to what my wife was saying. And she threw a curveball at me and asked, "So, what did I say in the last 5 minutes?" I was struggling to repeat back to her. I was hearing the words, but I was not really listening. Well, I'm not the only guilty one, right? We all have been there. Now, it sounds familiar that we can read the Word of God and hear what He's saying, but we are not listening to His voice. Real conversation is about pursuing the heart of someone with whom we are talking to. Praying is a two-way conversation with God. I talk, God hears, and when God talks, I learn to hear. Our problem is that our prayers are often one way. We say, God, here's my list of requests. We say, Amen, and that's it. We are so used to talking prayer that we forget an even more important part of prayer, and that is listening. Everyone say, listening. God already knows what is in our hearts, right? In the introduction to the Lord's Prayer, Jesus reminded us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, He says that, "For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." This means every time we pray and ask God for something, His reply will always be, "I know." Then I say, "God, I need this." You know what God says? "I know." "God, I need that." Same reply, "I know." So why do we even need to pray? Simply because He wants us to learn to have a conversation with Him regularly. He wants us to listen to Him more than trying to tell Him what we want or need, which He already knows. Relationship can only be built when we spend time with each other. Otherwise, God just becomes a genie in the lamp when you rub it and magic happens. Or like an ATM machine, when we need Him, we make a cash withdrawal. There's no real relationship, although the entire Christian faith is about a living, intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. And so let's first ask some questions. The answer to these questions may change many of your lives if you act on them. So here's the first question. First question is, so can I hear the voice of God? John chapter 10, verse 27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me." My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. So here's the promise. My sheep, you, and anyone who is a follower of Jesus. Well, point, if there's someone in the room, point to that person. If a follower of Jesus, Jesus is talking to you. So my sheep listen to my voice. In other words, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice." Another passage, John chapter 10, verse 3, it says there, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice." This is an amazing picture of our great shepherd. Isn't it amazing he knows your name? Isn't it amazing that he always goes ahead of you to clear the way, to prepare the way, and then he calls you, and then you follow him? So tell you what, don't run ahead of him. Let him lead you. Listen to his voice. So here it is, loud and clear. We can hear the voice of God. Can I add further? In verse 3, it says, "My sheep listen to my voice." He didn't say his sheep can hear his voice or should hear his voice. He made the emphatic and imperative statement that his sheep do hear his voice. And most Christians question the accuracy of this statement, since in their own experience, it did not line up to that truth. Well, since Jesus cannot be wrong, we can only conclude that you just don't recognize what you are hearing as God's voice because you do hear His voice. It means you are hearing, but you are not really listening. It's much like our conversation sometimes, that we are hearing the words, but we are not recognizing what comes from the heart of God. Let me give you an example. Radio stations are always transmitting 24/7, but we can only hear them when we turn the receivers on and tune it to the frequency that it is transmitting. Failure to hear does not mean that the station is not transmitting. It's just that you are not receiving. And I hope I have answered the first question. Can I hear the voice of God? And the second question is this. Are you ready? What's preventing me from hearing the voice of God? What's preventing me from hearing the voice of God? So simply that we need to tune our receivers. Believe that God is speaking and start listening. And it will take time, effort, and discipline to learn how to do that. There is no shortcut. It will take discipline and patience. If you have read some great classics on prayer, you will recognize that it didn't come overnight for many of them. But the persistent desire to make time for God and patience. The average lifestyle of a Christian is that we are so busy that it is not conducive to hearing God's voice. So the first key is to be still. But we are so busy. The psalmist says in Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. The problem described here is that we are not still enough to hear Him speak. Or maybe for some of us, we are afraid of what we will hear. We fail to realize that our Heavenly Father longs to have a relationship with us so that He can bring greater blessings to our lives. I understand now what Jesus meant when He spoke about the two sisters, Mary and Martha, in Luke chapter 10. Martha was doing the good things in serving Jesus and the disciples. But she was so busy that she missed what Jesus was longing for in her. And that is what Mary did. Now, let's read that passage again. In verse 39 of Luke 10, it says there, "She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister had left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.'" I want you to notice the word distracted. It is a good thing Martha is doing in serving Jesus. It is a good thing. Let's not misunderstand that. But she was too distracted. Let's continue reading in verse 41. It says that, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things. But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." You see, Jesus loved her for her service, but she is missing the point. She is missing the point that God's desire is not so much about what you can do for Him, that by our performance that God will love me a little more. Remember that song that we have always sung? "Nothing you can do could make Him love you more. And nothing that you've done could make Him close the door. Because of His great love, He gave His only Son. Everything was done so you would come." You see, if you remember in our gospel series, we said we lost it all. He did it all, and we gained it all. You see, we live by grace and not by our performance. So as a DMC person, I believe many of us are reading the Word of God regularly, right? I hope so. All of us are reading the Bible every day. But do you know that we can really miss the point on what it means to read the Word of God? Let me give you an example. You see, I still have the love letters my wife wrote to me during our courtship days. Yes, I still keep them. Stacks of them. And I would like to believe so, she kept mine too. And these are during the times of snail mails, where we cannot keep any of this in the cloud, but in shoe boxes. So though I keep them because I treasure them, my focus is not on them, on the letter, but on her, my wife. These letters told me of her love for me then. And the amazing part is that I am still experiencing it now, even more. Let's suppose I memorized all her love letters and even decided to frame them and hang them around all over my house. Imagine if I wrote commentaries explaining to everyone exactly what she meant in her letters. Imagine if I preached to others about it and even wrote a book about my experiences with her. Now, what if I did all that but never had time to spend with her because I was too busy memorizing, framing her letters, writing commentaries about her letters, and preaching on her letters? If I have done that, then I would have missed the whole purpose of her letters. That's exactly what we are doing with God. We miss the whole spirit of it and take pride in how we know about His Word and not falling in love with Him. We even quarrel with each other what His letters mean. It must have broken His heart. Where did this come from? We defend our doctrine. We take pride in studying the Word. We hear sermons after sermon from such and such a person. But the irony is, how are you relating to the writer of these love letters? Do you have an intimate living relationship with the author? Have you lost or forgotten your first love? Have you lost or forgotten your first love? First question was, can I hear the voice of God? The second question, what's preventing me from hearing the voice of God? And the third question, an obvious question is, so, Pastor, how do I move forward from here? How do I move forward? So listen carefully. The first thing we need to do is this word, repent. Repent from not making time to hear His voice for ourselves. Repent that we have taken the shortcut to hear from others what they heard from God rather than what we ourselves have heard. In Genesis chapter 20, when Moses came down from the mountain in the desert, and after receiving the Ten Commandments, the people of God were afraid of God and asked Moses instead, tell us what God said to you. Do you know that this is the result of sin? We are afraid of the voice of God. Let me tell you, the saddest verse in the Bible is found in Genesis chapter 3. Verses 8 to 10, let me point out one verse to you. In verse 8, it says here, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, where are you? And he answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. You know, that three words, so I hid, to me, is the saddest verse, in my opinion. Men were made to have an intimate relationship with God, but we have been hiding from God ever since. We are today so drowned by the voices of the world that we forget what God is really saying about our lives. The reason why so many of us are living mediocrely is because we have not learned to tune into the voice of God. What He's saying about me, about the church, about the world we are living in, about what we should do, or what should be the most important things in life. And friends, we need to repent from being dependent on ourselves and doing our own things, and not desiring to hear the voice of God. You know, life can only be meaningful and significant when we hear and listen to what the Lord is saying and where He's leading us. My sheep listen to my voice and they follow me. Next week, I will share with you how you can move forward by learning to hear God clearly. I will teach you to discern what is your voice, The voices of the world, the voices of the devil, or God's voice? I will show you the importance of spending time with God. Read His Word, listen to Him, and let the Holy Spirit guide you. They are not difficult things to do, but they require patience and simple obedience. And I believe the first step for today is simply this, to ask ourselves, do we have a desire to hear His voice? Do we actually have a desire to hear His voice? We cannot move forward if we cannot resolve this. I'm not talking about listening to His voice for your own selfish desire, your wants, or even your needs. I'm talking about a desire to hear like Jesus when His Father spoke to Him in the Garden of Gethsemane, when He struggled with going to the cross. When He heard His Father's voice, this is His answer in Luke chapter 22. In verse 42, He says, "Father, if You are willing, take this cup from Me. Not My will, but Yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to Him and strengthened Him. What a powerful thing that Jesus said. Let me share a story from the Baptism and Membership Weekend, which we call BMEW, that I led in some years ago. This lady wrote, you know, in her 60s that she was reluctantly uprooted from the small town she had lived for 62 years to settle with her children in Kuala Lumpur. She ended up in DOMC with her daughter, and she said, this is what she wrote, "I have grown tremendously spiritually, although I've only attended DOMC for 2 years. I have been regular to church and cell group, and I've kept to reading the Bible and journaling, and I've learned to wait upon the Lord and be sensitive to His voice. But I have been putting off attending BMEW, but my daughter persistently pushed me for it. I was glad I did it, for it was the most fulfilling weekend I ever encountered." And then she continued to write, "God gave me a prayer partner, and both she and Pastor Chris helped me discern that in my heart, I have been crying out to the Lord to heal my emotional hurts and rejection with my son. The clear voice from God was, 'Go and reconcile with your son.' It was a powerful encounter that after BMEW, it led me to pray with my son to clear any hurts, rejection, unforgiveness between us. It was an evening I will always remember when we prayed and cried together. And the first time I ever hugged him after 30 years." Thank you, Pastor Chris, for explaining that hugs from parents can make so much difference and mean so much to children. That was a powerful testimony. She heard the Rhema word from God and acted on it. She heard many things in the BMEW. She was taught many things. But she heard the Rhema word from the Word of God, and she acted on it, and it changed her relationship with her son. Well, someone once said, rather this person called William McGill said, "The value of persistent prayer is not that He will hear us, but that we will finally hear Him." Let me repeat that. The value of persistent prayer is not that He will hear us, but that we will finally hear Him. You know, we have many, many prayer requests in our lives. Some of you may have said, "I prayed for years and years. There don't seem to be any result." Maybe, let me suggest to you, maybe you have not heard from God. You have not heard the Rhema word of God. And maybe for some of us, it's time that we start listening. And we begin to listen to the voice of God, it may even change the way we pray. So let's pray right now. Will you once again put your hand to your ears? Because at the beginning of this sermon, I asked you to help, ask the Holy Spirit to help you hear the voice of God. And I want to really believe that He has done that in your spirit right now, if you so desire in your heart. So put your hand to your ear right now. I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to give us a greater sensitivity to His voice. And I believe He will help you as you learn to set aside time for that. So why don't you do that right now? Just put your hand to your ear. And first right now to repent for not making time for God. You know, we desire to hear answers from God, but really we are in a hurry all the time. And so we need to repent that we are not making time to hear His voice. And then we need to repent from running our own lives. And some of you may even have heard God's voice as I'm speaking right now. That even throughout this sermon, as you're listening to the Word of God, you say, and you are convicted in your heart, that you need to really learn to quiet and be still before God and make time for Him and listen to His voice. So will you do that right now, even as you come? I want to give you some just silent moments that you may pray. You may pray for yourself. That God, please help me, Lord, to learn to listen to You. I repent, God, of not doing that, Lord. But today, right now, Lord, will You give me a conviction of hearts that we may do what is right, to learn, God, to be still before My shepherd. Because Jesus, You said, My sheep will listen to My voice. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I want you to continue praying right now, because I want to speak to some of you here who may not be Christians, but you do desire to hear the voice of God. When you're hearing me speak just now, you were saying that, wow, wouldn't that be amazing if I can hear the voice of God? Now, how can you do that? You can do that if you are, you know, one of the sheep of the great shepherd who is Jesus. And you can be that sheep, you can be the child of God by inviting God into your life. And you can become a child of God by believing in His name and the desire to have Him in your life. And if that's your desire, you can follow me in this simple prayer. It is a beginning for you, it is a start for you as you do this. And so if that's your desire, you say, I really want to hear the voice of God, and I really want to be that child that Pastor was talking about, a child of God, then I may be able to hear the voice of God for myself. And if you really desire to do that, I want you to follow me in this simple prayer right now. You may not understand everything, but if your heart is just simply that you have a simple faith in you right now, to say, I'm willing to allow this God to help me, then let's bow. You may want to right now bow your head and just pray this prayer together with me in your heart. Will you do that right now? Just bow your head and say this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, now follow me in this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry that I'm running my own life. I'm sorry for the sins that are in my life, things that I may not be proud of. And today I ask for Your forgiveness for these sins in my life. And thank You, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. That on the cross You paid the penalty of my sins so that I can become a child of God after I've been forgiven. So today I invite You into my life. I invite the Holy Spirit of God into my life to make me a child of God, to make me be the sheep of Jesus. That from this day on, I will learn how to hear the voice of my Master. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so if you have said that prayer, congratulations, you have just begun the journey of learning and what it means to be a child of God. And that God, with the Holy Spirit, will teach you how to listen to His voice. So if you have done that, you have prayed that prayer, even those of you who may have backslided away from God, this is what I want you to do right now. You know, on your computer screen, you need to come out of your main screen and go to the chat and click on that button called Raise Hands. And by clicking on that button, Raise Hand, somebody will come to you. You can fill in some information and someone will help you along as you begin this journey. So can you do that very quickly right now? Just click Raise Hands and someone will come alongside you and help you. And for the rest of us, if we need prayer to help us in learning to listen to the voice of God, or there may be things that are preventing us from listening to the voice of God, now go online and click Live Prayer and someone will come alongside you and begin to help you along. So why don't you quickly do that right now as I'm going to end immediately after this with a benediction over all of us here. All right, so don't forget, click raise hands or live prayer and someone will help you. So can you raise your hands to the Lord right now? I'm going to pray a short prayer and pray a prayer blessing over you. Thank you, Lord. So Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are ever present with us. That today, God, I believe that you have helped us to hear the voice of God in a clearer way. So give us the discipline, God, to make time to be still before you, so that, Lord, we will know and hear the voice of God clearly. Holy Spirit, be our teacher, be our guide, be our coach. We need you, God, and we need you desperately. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns His face towards you and give you peace. And all God's children say, Amen, Amen, Amen. So God bless you. I'll see you next weekend.